Today is the 24th day of September. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is wonderful to be here with you today. Fantastic that we can gather around the global campfire together and greet a brand new, shiny, sparkly week together. I do what we do. Seems like every week we kind of stand here before we get going. We just kind of stand here and look out over it. Imagine it. It's all beautiful. Like nothing's happened. It's perfect out there. We're going to walk into this week and make a mark on it. Will we make it more beautiful? Or will we cause destruction? That's the choice we get at this threshold every week. And what we decide will be made up of our thoughts and our words and our deeds. By the things that we do and the things that we leave undone. And so it's a wise choice. And I firmly, with all of my heart, have that conviction. It's a wise choice to come around the global campfire together and be informed by the scriptures. So often they tell us what we need to hear. And so here we are, brand new, shiny, sparkly week. We'll read from the New Revised Standard Version this week, the updated edition, and continue our journey through the book of Isaiah. Today, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 14 through 45, verse 10. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake, I will send to Babylon and break down all the bars, and the shouting of the Chaldeans will be turned into lamentation. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters, who brings out chariot and horse, army and warrior. They lie down, they cannot rise, they are extinguished, quenched like a wick. Do not remember the former things or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The wild animals will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, for I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself, so that they might declare my praise. Yet you did not call upon me, O Jacob, but you have been weary of me, O Israel. You have not brought me your sheep for burnt offerings, or honored me with your sacrifices. I have not burdened you with offerings, or wearied you with frankincense. You have not bought me sweet cane with money, or satisfied me with the fat of your sacrifices. Rather, you have burdened me with your sins. You have wearied me with your iniquities. I alone am the one who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Accuse me. Let us go to trial. Set forth your case so that you may be proved right. Your first ancestor sinned, and your mediators rebelled against me. Therefore, I profaned the princes of the sanctuary. I delivered Jacob to utter destruction, and Israel to reviling. But now hear, O Jacob, my servant, Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus says the Lord who made you, who formed you in the womb, and will help you. Do not fear, O Jacob, my servant, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your descendants and my blessing on your offspring. They shall spring up like a green tamarisk, like willows by flowing streams. This one will say, I am the Lord's. Another will be called by the name of Jacob. Yet another will write on the hand, the Lord's, and adopt the name of Israel. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. Who is like me? Let them proclaim it. Let them declare and set it forth before me. Who has announced from of old the things to come? Let them tell us what is yet to be. Do not fear or be afraid. Have I not told you from of old and declared it? You are my witnesses. Is there any God besides me? There is no other rock. I know not one. All who make idols are nothing, and the things they delight in do not profit. Their witnesses neither see nor know, and so they will be put to shame. Who would fashion a god or cast an image that can do no good? All its devotees shall be put to shame. The artisans, too, are merely human. Let them all assemble. Let them stand up. They shall be terrified. They shall all be put to shame. The blacksmith works it with a tool over the coals, shaping it with hammers and forging it with his strong arm. He becomes hungry, and his strength fails. He drinks no water and is faint. The carpenter stretches a line, marks it out with a stylus, fashions it with planes, and marks it with a compass. He makes it in human form, with human beauty, to be set up in a shrine. He cuts down cedars or chooses a holm tree or an oak and lets it grow strong among the trees of the forest. He plants a cedar, and the rain nourishes it. Then it can be used as fuel. Part of it he takes and warms himself. He kindles a fire and bakes bread. Then he makes a god and worships it, makes it a carved image and bows down before it. Half of it he burns in the fire. Over this half he roasts meat, eats it, and is satisfied. He also warms himself and says, "Ah, I am warm by the fire." The rest of it he makes into a god, his idol, bows down to it and worships it. He prays to it and says, "Save me, for you are my God." They do not know, nor do they comprehend, for their eyes are shut, so that they cannot see, and their minds as well, so that they cannot understand. No one considers, nor is there knowledge or discernment to say, "Half of it I burned on the fire. I also baked bread on its coals. I roasted meat and have eaten. Now, shall I make the rest of it an abomination? Shall I fall down before a block of wood?" He feeds on ashes. A deluded mind has led him astray, and he cannot save himself or say, "Is not this thing in my right hand a fraud?" Remember these things, O Jacob, and Israel, for you are my servant. I formed you. You are my servant, O Israel. Do not forget me. I have swept away your transgressions like a cloud and your sins like mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Sing, O heavens, for the Lord has done it. Shout, O depths of the sea. Break forth into singing, O mountains, O forest and every tree in it. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob and will be glorified in Israel. Thus says the Lord your Redeemer, who formed you in the womb. I am the Lord who made all things, who alone stretched out the heavens, who by myself spread out the earth, who frustrates the omens of soothsayers and makes fools of diviners, who turns back the wise and makes their knowledge foolish, who confirms the word of his servant and fulfills the prediction of his messengers, who says of Jerusalem, "It shall be inhabited," and of the cities of Judah, "They shall be rebuilt, and I will raise up their ruins," who says to the deep, "Be dry, I will dry up your rivers," who says of Cyrus, "He is my shepherd, and he shall carry out all my purpose," and who says of Jerusalem, "It shall be rebuilt," and of the temple, "Your foundation shall be laid." Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have grasped to subdue nations before him, and to strip kings of their robes, to open doors before him, and the gates shall not be closed. I will go before you and level the mountains. I will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and riches hidden in secret places, so that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who call you by your name. For the sake of my servant Jacob and Israel, my chosen, I call you by your name. I give you a title, though you do not know me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I arm you, though you do not know me, so that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is no one besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form light and create darkness. I make weal and create woe. I, the Lord, do all these things. Shower, O heavens, from above, and let the skies rain down righteousness. Let the earth open that salvation may spring up, and let it cause righteousness to sprout up also. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe to those who strive with their maker, earthen vessels with the potter. Does the clay say to the one who fashions it, "What are you making?" Or, "Your work has no handles?" Woe to anyone who says to a father, "What are you fathering?" Or to a woman, "With what are you in labor?" Ephesians 3. This is the reason that I, Paul, am a prisoner for Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles. For surely you have already heard of the commission of God's grace that was given me for you, and how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I wrote above in a few words, a reading of which will enable you to perceive my understanding of the mystery of Christ. In former generations, this mystery was not made known to humankind, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That is, the Gentiles have become fellow heirs, members of the same body, and sharers in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel, I have become a servant according to the gift of God's grace that was given me by the working of his power. Although I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to me to bring to the Gentiles the news of the boundless riches of Christ, and to make everyone see what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things, so that through the church, the wisdom of God, in its rich variety, might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose that he has carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have access in boldness and confidence through faith in him. I pray, therefore, that you may not lose heart over my sufferings for you. They are your glory. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him, who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Psalm 68, 1 through 18. Praise and thanksgiving to the leader of David, a psalm, a song. Let God rise up, let his enemies be scattered, let those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, let the wicked perish before God. But let the righteous be joyful. Let them exult before God. Let them be jubilant with joy. Sing to God. Sing praises to his name. Lift up a song to him who rides upon the clouds. His name is the Lord. Be exultant before him. Father of orphans and protector of widows is God in his holy habitation. God gives the desolate a home to live in. He leads out the prisoners to prosperity, but the rebellious live in a parched land. O God, when you went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, Selah, the earth quaked. The heavens poured down rain at the presence of God, the God of Sinai, at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Rain in abundance, O God. You showered abroad. You restored your heritage when it languished. Your flock found a dwelling in it. In your goodness, O God, you provided for the needy. The Lord gives the command. Great is the company of those who bore the tidings. The kings of the armies, they flee. They flee. The women at home divide the spoil, though they stay among the sheepfolds. The wings of a dove covered with silver, its pinions with green gold. When the Almighty scattered kings there, snow fell on Zalmon. O mighty mountain, mountain of Bashan, O many-peaked mountain, mountain of Bashan, why do you look with envy, O many-peaked mountain, at the mount that God desired for his abode, where the Lord will reside forever? With mighty chariotry, twice 10,000, thousands upon thousands, the Lord came from Sinai into the holy place. You ascended the high mount, leading captives in your train and receiving gifts from people, even from those who rebel against the Lord God's abiding there. Proverbs 24, 1 and 2. Do not envy the wicked, nor desire to be with them. For their minds devise violence, and their lips talk of mischief. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this brand new week that we are stepping into. And by the time we finish this week out, we will finish this month out. And so, come Holy Spirit, help us to finish strong and finish well. As we navigate this week, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Saved by Grace in California. I just heard request for prayer for this one-year-old baby that they found in a pool. It hit my heart so, touched me so much because my grandson at 5 years old also passed away from being drowned in a pool. So Heavenly Father, I just thank you, God, that you are a healer, Father God, and we can come to you, Lord, with our prayers and our petitions, God, and I lift up this family to you, Father God, first and foremost, and I pray, Lord, that you would comfort them and give them the courage and the strength that they need to give this, to give the comfort, the courage and the strength back over, that the baby feel it so that he will fight. Father, I pray for this infant, Father God, that came directly from you, Father God. It's your child. It's not even their child, Father God. And we just lay this baby on your altar, Father God, and we ask for your healing power to just penetrate through this baby, Father God, making all that went wrong correct, making him whole again, Father God. I pray for the lungs, Father God. Touch his lungs. Let those lungs inflate and deflate as you created them to, Father God. I pray for the circulation, the blood circulation to go freely, unobstructed in his body. Father God, I pray for his brain function, Father God, to return, Father God, the way you created it to be, Father. I thank you. I pray for the sister and her wedding, Father God. You will bless them, Father God. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, this is Victoria Soldier, just calling to pray for some of the dabbers. I wanted to pray for TD from Virginia. He was praying for a job. He was saying that he wanted a job that would help him to take care of his family. We just ask God to bless abundantly. Nothing's impossible for you, Lord. And you have a father who wants to take care of his children, and we need more kingdom men who love to take care of their children. I remember I had a father. He couldn't read his name in boxcar letters, but when he worked so hard, and whenever he got a paycheck, he was excited to give it to his mom, to my mom, so she can take care of the family. We thank you so much, TD, and that's why I believe that God has got a tremendous blessing for you. I want to pray for Linda, who's going through a stage 4 cancer with a lymph node. Father, you are God that can do anything but fail. We ask that you bless her through it, that we ask that you strengthen her through it. We ask that you even heal her. Father, nothing's impossible for you. That's what you told Moses, and that's what we believe in you. I want to pray for Songbird. She was praying for the people who had death of children, and people who had the birth of children, and people who need support, and people who need restored in marriages. I want to just pray for those marriages, because the enemy wants to destroy our marriages so he can destroy our families. But the devil is a lie, and the truth is not in him. I want to pray for our families and our children, and want to pray for our fathers and our mothers, and even the family members, Father. I want to ask them to have their way, to bring the families together, that they will respect and love one another, and they will be there for one another in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you have your way. We thank you for LOV and her victory in her education. We thank.
Hello, DAB family. This is Diana from Florida, and I want to pray for Rebecca, whose mom called in desperately seeking for intercessory prayer for her, because she's a teenager who was recently molested, and as a result of that, she is spiraling out of control and is really in pain, is in a mental facility and attempted against her life. Lord God, I lift up this young girl into your hands. Lord Jesus, she is fearfully and wonderfully made. She is loved. She is cared for. She is beautiful. And yet, right now, because of what happened to her, she feels so worthless. She feels so dirty. She feels empty. She doesn't want to live anymore. Dear God, and I pray in the name of Jesus that even in the midst of her being autistic, which can mean that her brain is a little bit alterated, and experiences things much more impactfully, I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would divinely intervene in this young girl's mind and heart, and that you would impact it for your sake, even greater than the pain that she recently endured. I pray, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that she would experience your love like never before, your comfort like never before, and that in that, a new life would be born. In Jesus' name.
Hello, fellow dabbers. This is Karen. I go by Joy Will Find a Way from California. And this is my second call. And I'm calling again for my dear friend, Caroline, who had suffered a catastrophic stroke in the early part of July. I called called, I think, mid-July in prayer for her to be returned from Tijuana to Belgium, where she is from, to be with her family of origin. And that prayer was answered. And so I just want to lift that up, and with just incredible gratitude for all who participated in that enormous project of getting her medically transported from Tijuana to San Diego to New York to then to Brussels and to the hospital there, so she could be with her family of origin. And now her husband is with her, and her daughters flew over there, and they're all together. And there's some hard decisions that need to be made. It does not look like she is going to be able to survive. And I just pray for God's peace and love to surround her and her closest family, and for comfort for all of us who love her and who have had incredible experiences with our friendship with her over the years. And I just give this all to God, and I thank you for journeying with me and those of us who are going through hard times of loss. Thank you for your prayers.